had a productive day yesterday as a staff, kind of took inventory of where we are with our scheme and some of the things we've done so far and training camp. Guys were here for treatments and, we'll spend the next couple of days working really on ourselves, and then Thursday will be our first day that we'll actually talk about Cincinnati and give our players, a little bit of a taste of what it'll be like for the regular season. But the next few days will definitely be spent on us and doing the things we need to do to clean up the first week of training camp.
Any guys coming back?
Yeah, you're going to see some bodies out there today that you haven't seen in a while. Baker will be out there. DJ, Doc, Dustin Fry, Larson. And that's pretty much it in terms of the guys coming back. Everybody else just, plugging away on treatment. And, as soon as we can get them back out there, we'll get them back out there.
Would you talk a little bit about D'Anthony Batiste and what you've seen in him, why he's running first?
Yeah. He's a guy he's played in the league before, which obviously the experience is a big thing. His versatility, he's played some guard. He played a lot more guard in the spring, and then we pushed him out to tackle late. And then we just feel like, with where we're at, waiting for Ryan to rehab and get healthy, that he could be a competitive player out there. Him and Tyler are really taking the reps at left tackle. He's a physical guy. Once he hits you and gets his hands on you, you don't really move him very far because he's one of our stronger players up front. Moves the line of scrimmage in the running game, and really has performed well to this point. And we feel good about, the fact that he's coming on, and it gives you another body that, if you take to the game, if he's our sixth or seventh lineman, once Ryan's back, that gives you a guy that, can play tackle, can play guard, and be flexible for us as we head into the season. But, he's really shown well for himself. I think the guys feel comfortable with him, confident in him. And he's performed at a high level, and we'll obviously get a big evaluation of all of those young linemen, the linemen that haven't played a whole lot in Cincinnati and going forward in the preseason. But at this point, it's a competitive situation, and he's really kind of sticking out.
Is it your expectation right now that we'll have Ryan for the season opener, or do you not know?
We don't have a guarantee one way or the other. I'm hopeful, but I don't want to say, that we will, because, again, I don't want to put any unnecessary pressure on him to be ready before he really is ready. I know he's working as hard as he possibly can to be ready for that game. So we'll see how it goes.
You said that one of the things you did was look at scheme as a coaching staff. Anything jump out or any major changes that you can foresee?
No, there's some things we want to continue to work on, on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game. Just things like that. And there's some things we haven't gotten to yet that we're going to go ahead and start to sprinkle in today. The other thing we're going to do is start giving them some looks that they haven't seen from the other side of the ball. Most of the work we've been doing to this point has been against one another. And so we haven't really seen, offensively, we haven't seen a lot of four-man fronts. Cincinnati's going to play a four-man front. Detroit's going to play a four-man front. Jacksonville is going to play a four-man front, So we're going to start to sprinkle in more of those looks that we haven't really seen from the other side of the ball. Defensively, there's certainly some things that offensively we don't do that we're going to see as we go into the season. So just things like that, and try to take inventory of what we've shown our players, some of the things we need to work on, maybe a little bit more to improve, to get to the point where we want them to be, and then look at the stuff that we have that we haven't really approached and taught yet, and really figure out exactly the formula we want to use teaching them as we go forward.
Josh, when Demaryius was starting on Saturday, you said you didn't think it was that bad. You still feel pretty good about it?
He's not going to be out there right now, but hopefully he's, I know he's eager. We don't have a timetable on that, but he's working hard. Obviously the x-rays were negative and all that, so hopeful that he'll be out there soon, but we'll see how long that is.
In general, how much of these losses of time in training camp, how much do these matter to you? Let's say these guys are mostly ready to play in the opener, but haven't been able to practice.
I think it affects. I mean, it affects us. I mean, there's no question. I think that, you know, last year, just looking at last year, we had, I think, you know, 7 or 8 guys that got injured real late in camp. And we're kind of in an indefinite term in terms of their recovery and rehab. And as a coach, you know, it might be better for us to have it happen now. You know, I mean, there's other teams, you know, that are obviously going through some of the same things we're going through. You know, but there's nothing we can control with that. So we're just going to try to focus on improving with the group that's out there and coaching those guys as hard as we can. And as soon as we can get those players out there on the field talking and communicating and playing together, you know, then we'll do it. But the best we can do now, they're in meetings, you know, they're seeing the things that we're coaching and really trying to learn that way. And again, I don't think we can spend a whole lot of time focusing on what we really can't do anything about, which is getting them back out there, you know, before they're ready.
Are you worried about how the number of injuries might affect mentally your team as they get ready here in training camp? If you had to remind them, don't, you know, we can't be feeling sorry for ourselves, don't ease up and worry about getting hurt?
I don't think I've had to remind them about that. I mean, you know, I think that's mental toughness, you know, our ability to do our job when things aren't really perfect. It's the same thing in the game too. You know, that's what mental toughness is. And I think we've got a mentally tough group that goes out there and plays hard. And I think we've got a lot of guys that are behind players that aren't out there right now that see it as their responsibility to go out there and play well. And I think that's why we have 53 guys on the roster ultimately on opening day. And you know, we're not going to feel sorry for ourselves because there's no real reason to feel sorry for ourselves. We just have to push through and you know, get ready to go. And I think last year we had some bumps and bruises in training camp, and at different times, different stages of training camp, we had more guys out than others. And we had a tough physical training camp. And I think totally we lost fewer man games from our starters than any team in football last year. So it's just one of those things. I think, you know, it kind of comes and goes. And I don't think anybody on the list of players that is not out there right now is in a dire situation. I know Elvis had his surgery today, and, you know, we'll see how that goes. But other than that, hopeful that everybody else will be ready to go.
Obviously, Beatles and Walton, mentally they had to be ahead of the curve a little bit for them to be where they are. But from a physical standpoint, since, you know, we don't study the trenches, how have you seen them react physically to the transition from college? And are you happy with what you've seen?
Yeah, you know, I think there's definitely they're learning. I think they have to learn not only the execution and the precision part of the game up front, but also that physical part on every play comes into it factors in on every play up front. So, you know, there's certainly plays where they learn a lesson, and hopefully that we're fixing some of those things as we go. I think most importantly for an offensive lineman at this point in their career where they just came from college football, they have to understand that they got to do all those little things right, you know, on every play, because leverage and whose hands are inside and, you know, the lower guy and all that stuff, it sounds important to them in college football, and sometimes it is and sometimes it's not, because they might just be a better player than the other guy. But at this level, I think everybody, you know, is pretty much equal, or many times you may be playing against players that are stronger and bigger than you. So they got to do all the little things right, and I think they're working to try to do that.
One more for Coach Brady.
Josh, what's the line between how much contact you need to be ready for the season and what's too much? And have you looked at that in a specific way in terms of how much contact are the guys getting?
Mm-hmm. Well, we monitor that, you know, every day in terms of the overall number of team reps that players are getting. And really at this point, there's not really, nobody's getting, you know, 40 or 50, you know, contact points at this point right now, because we're mixing in so many bodies, you know. I think when you go into the season and you cut the roster down and there's only so many bodies at each spot, I think you got to be careful, because they're usually taking every one of them. But at this point, I think, you know, with 80 guys on the roster and usually somewhere near 70 out there, we're 2 and 3 deep at most spots. And we're never really given, you know, one player 45, 50 plays, you know, in practice because we're trying to evaluate some of the younger players. And then there's some periods that are carded periods where the starters aren't in there ever. But I think it's something that, you know, we're just going to be mindful of it. Obviously, if it becomes detrimental to us and we feel like it's hindering our progress, then we'll have to do something. Sunday was very similar to what we did last year after the stadium practice. We kind of backed off of them. I think we had a helmets practice last year, you know, which it's certainly no contact. And this year, all we did was go out and have a simple walkthrough. So, you know, I think it's just something we felt like we wanted to do. And I think as we go forward, if we feel like it's the right thing to do again, we'll do it. You know, because I think your team tells you what you need to know from physically.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.